Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at ways that security can actually add value. So the quintessential example of not adding value is the TSA. As we've all heard, you know, the TSA is being lambasted. We've all stood in airplane or airport lines and waited. And it's terrible. And one of the fundamental reasons it's terrible is that it was bolted on and that it doesn't deliver any value, right? You're not getting anything for standing in line. You don't feel like you've gotten any value out of standing in line. It's not something you're paying for, I mean, other than indirectly with time and tickets. So tip today is create security within processes that adds features, that adds benefits. I'm going to give you two examples of how to do this, looking at two other companies. One is Amazon, the other is Dropbox. So when everyone moved to Amazon, they're like, you're putting your data with a company that sells books. Really? Is that secure? Is that safe? Pretty quickly, Amazon began to look at security features that were present in the enterprise environment, that were present in the environments that Amazon was trying to get people to move off of. And instead of just like adding them here, adding them there, or whatever, or bolting it on, or slowing down the process, they created them as products, which is pretty cool. So now you can get like a SIM product, you can get key management, you can get compliance, and each one of these products is collecting data, is giving the people on the security team everything they need, but for AWS, doesn't slow anything down, doesn't get in the way. It's basically taking what people are doing in AWS anyways and tying it back to an enterprise feature, and that feature is security. So a lot of people have adopted. I tweet stuff about AWS security all the time because I really think their security team is doing a fantastic job. Second example, Dropbox. So when everyone started doing Dropbox as consumers, and the security teams found out about it, they're like, wait, our files are being replicated and they're open in the clear and oh my goodness, and I don't know where my files are, or my data is, and DLP concerns and then compliance concerns and encryption concerns and it's in the cloud. But if you looked at what Dropbox has been doing, slowly but steadily, they analyzed all the requests from the enterprise security folks and the compliance folks. And then within their enterprise, Dropbox enterprise package, they now do monitoring. They now do logging. They now do access control. They now do encryption at rest. So all these things are now features. You can get the you know, consumer grade version and not pay for it. But if you really need security, you can pay for these features and they're delivered to you. And now you're able to use them. And again, from a consumer perspective, if I'm on the enterprise version of Dropbox, it doesn't add anything to my time, right? It's not slowing me down. I'm not waiting in line. There's no additional friction for me using the product, just like there's no additional friction for Amazon using the product. And yet for both situations, these security features are now things that the customer is paying for, that the customer is getting in line to get. Pretty cool. So what does that say about our security programs? Simple thing. When you go to design a security control, you need to look at, am I the TSA? Right? Am I being bolted on after the fact and am I increasing friction in the process? Or am I like some of these cloud providers where I'm not introducing friction and these security concerns are driving business value, even better if the customers are paying for them? In those situations, we're in a much better stance in terms of delivering value through security, as well as a much better stance to justify what we do every day. Have a good one.